The petrifying gaze of Medusa turns David into cold, lifeless stone. Cellini got away with his stupendous work only because it flattered his Medici patron's sense of self-importance. The great days of Florence are gone, but a show of grandstanding art would postpone insignificance indefinitely. And for rising empires, art and artists were indispensable to the projection of their power. And this was as true in Muslim Asia as in Christian Europe. The Mughal Empire in India was a sponge for all the cultures it inherited and admired. And that tolerant, curious openness to many influences, East and West, under the Emperor Akbar, became a principle of government. When he and his descendants rebuilt the old, ruined Hindu city of Lahore, they borrowed from Indian temple style and from Persian architecture. But most crucially, Akbar, who had learned painting himself, made art the mirror of his civilization. "There are many that hate painting," Akbar said, "but such men I dislike." Akbar established workshops of hundreds of artists, great factories of royal culture that dwarfed the modest studios of Western painters. Mughal art drew on Indian epics, Persian poetry, calligraphy, and profuse decoration, but it quickly developed its own style, crowded with dashing incident, courtly elegance, and, sometimes under the influence of Western art seen by Akbar, a flair for naturalism. Akbar himself, always at the center of the subject matter, paid personal attention to the work, regularly descending on workshops and to the terror of the artists, promoting or demoting painters, depending on how he liked or disliked their latest work.